lovely to see you all this morning. Lovely to see a number of visitors, and you're all very welcome. Lovely to see Richard and Nikki and Josie and Daniel. Welcome back. And I have checked this morning, 3 years at Theological College, and Richard still believes that Christ is risen, so that's good. So, children, can you see what this is? Can you see what this is? Oh, what is it? Kinder Egg Surprise. It's got, you can hear it rattling there. What is the thing about a Kinder Egg Surprise? What is it? What happens with one of those, Adam? You get to eat it. Yeah, but that's not much of a surprise. What else? Yes, Rose. Sorry. There's a present in there. Something inside, isn't there? Let's see what's inside. This one says it's a Disney. It's one of these. Let me show you. Oh, no, that's no good. I'm right at the end. One of these. Disney Princess. Kinder Surprise. So it's been in my bag, so it's a bit kind of scrumpled up. And then, there we go. There's the egg. That's the interesting bit, isn't it? That's the bit you're all interested in. What's inside? They're getting more complicated to open. Boy, they are. Thank you. Oh! What's inside? Can you see? What's inside? Nothing. What a surprise. After Jesus was died, he was buried in the tomb. Who can tell me who was the very first person on that first Easter Sunday? Who was the first person to go to the tomb, the grave? Who was the first person to go? Josie, do you know? Mary! You've had a good time at Theological College, haven't you? Yeah. Excellent. Mary. What did she expect to find? Rose, what did she expect to find? She expected to find Jesus' body. Let's read what happened.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood outside the tomb, crying.
So what did she find? She didn't find the body, did she? She found nothing. And how did she feel about that? She was sad. Very sad, wasn't she? She stood outside the tomb, crying. You'd be pretty sad if you found nothing in your surprise egg, wouldn't you? You'd be very disappointed. But Mary, who found nothing in the tomb, was miserable because her Lord's body had gone. Well, let's see what's happened next. What happens next? Sorry, Kay. Just when you were getting comfortable.
As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize it was Jesus. Woman, he said, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you've put him and I will get him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it? She was sad because the tomb was empty, but was it good news or was it bad news or good news that the tomb was empty? It was good news because it meant that Jesus was risen and she met Jesus there. Amazing. Now, this is what you would have found. What would you expect to find in a Kinder Surprise egg? Disney princess Kinder Surprise egg. What would you expect to find? A princess. You're right. I don't know why they label them. It seems to spoil the surprise, if you ask me. But there we go. I'm just an old traditionalist. So here we go. This is what I actually found in there. Can you see who that is? It's a woman with amazing hair. It's Ariel, isn't it? From The Little Mermaid. So there you go. That's what you would have found. But imagine if you opened your parents gave you a Kinder Surprise egg and you were expecting to find something like Ariel in there, little plastic Disney princess, and you open it up and you don't find anything in there. Imagine that you ran to your mum and dad and your tears streaming down your face because you're really upset. Where's my Disney princess? And imagine if instead of producing this, their hands went to their back pocket and they produced tickets to take you to Disneyland. Now, would that be better or worse than a little plastic? It would be better, wouldn't it? It would be much better. Absolutely. Well, that's what happened to Mary. She was sad because the tomb was empty. But then she met the risen Lord Jesus. And that was much better. Much better, because it meant that Jesus was alive, and he still is alive. You can imagine, for Mary, it must have felt like, it looks like today, mustn't it? This horrible weather, it was really gloomy a minute ago, wasn't it? And it was getting darker and darker, and that must have been how she felt. And then she met the risen Lord. It was like the sun rising, all her hopes were restored, and she had faith in all that Jesus had come to do. And she knew that he'd achieved it all because he was alive. That's an amazing moment. You know, lots of people here believe that Jesus rose from the dead. I wonder what that means for you. Jesus rose from the dead. Have a think about what it means for you. We're going to sing. Mark's got some other stuff happening. And then when I come to speak again a little later, I'm going to ask you just to feedback one sentence. What does the fact that Jesus rose from the dead mean from you? And if we can just call those out in big, loud voices, don't wait for others to go first because, time will go quickly. We can have a think and then we'll fill this room with all that it means to us that Jesus rose from the dead.